Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Vincent the Gay or what?
Of Disorderly Conduct. It's a special Thursday, November 15th, 2012 edition. Thank you all for joining me here on such short notice. Big ups to the early chit chatters, DTR BTG, Cyber Monkey. What else we have in here? Ethical Elite Hackers, Hackuers. Hackules. Ethical Elite Hackers Roundtable. Hope I got that right. Frosty Time with Danny. I got some Frosty Time with Danny. Shit ton of guest listeners. Welcome to the show, lurkers. I Eat Cake in the building, as well as Old Rooter. Old Rooter, an old school BTR host. Good to see you here, Old Rooter. And rounding things out in the chat room, we have Vert. Big ups to Vert. Appreciate the early chit chatters joining me here. I was hoping we could get Geist the Prophet on. Let me check real quick and see. I have another caller on hold. Let me see if this is Geist the Prophet. Hmm. Okay. That was not... I did not have Geist the Prophet on the line. But we do have some folks holding on the line. I'm very excited to get to both of them and get to your calls as well. If you want to dial in, 347-826-7667. Welcome one, welcome all. I know my show description talks about this whole escalation of violence in the Gaza Strip. We can talk about that, or we don't have to talk about that. It doesn't matter. You control the conversation as long as you call in at 347-826-7667. And once again, I want to say happy birthday to Geist the Prophet. If you're out there, Geist, happy birthday. Congratulations. You can vote and buy cigarettes now. And die for your country. But you can't have a beer. Ooh, hello, Melissa 13 in the house. Oh, Melissa 13, speaking about all this Gaza crap. Melissa 13, her significant other, Anon Sicko, was at a protest outside the Israeli consulate here in San Francisco. And I would love to get Sicko on the line or somebody on the line out there and get a little run out of what happened exactly. I'm refreshing my switchboard here. Okay. But, I'm going to dedicate this song to... Oh, he's not back yet. Yes, make sure you have him call in when he gets back. Thank you, Melissa 13. Appreciate that. So I'm going to take a quick break here. Play a song here dedicated to Geist the Prophet. Congratulations, Geist. You're legal now. We'll be right back here on Blog Talk Radio and Disorderly Conduct.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
You already know what it is. It's Vince in the Bay. Back for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. And this is something that just developed over the Twitter. It seems that my first guest tonight is a what do they call it? A homebreaker? Is that the term? Well, apparently, you say it's Dub DSS, Dubdiz? I don't know. His Twitter handle is Dub DSS, Dubdiz. Well, he admitted online that he has a crush on Asshurt MacFags. And apparently his in-real-life home wrecker, thank you. Home wrecker is the term I'm looking for. Thank you. So, Dub D's has a real girlfriend, like an in-real-life girlfriend, and apparently she caught wind of the fact that Dub D's professes undying love, cyber love, for Assert MacFags. That she's now pissed off at him and won't talk to him. And they could be separating as a result of this. So I think it suffice to say that Dub D's in-real-life girlfriend had her jimmies significantly rustled. And I'm going to give Assert MacFags a chance to defend herself now. So, without any further ado, Assert MacFags, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi there.
I don't know what I have to defend myself of. I mean,
you are
didn't really do anything.
A foul cyber temptress.
I
always,
am.
Always,
absolutely.
Constantly trying to wrestle jimmies all the time.
To be honest, I don't know if the DSS is even telling the truth, because he probably doesn't have a girlfriend.
Actually, you know what? You're right. That's a good point. That's a good point. Let's produce some evidence that DSS even has a real girlfriend.
I mean, come on, we're on the internet. Like, we have to go through these steps of making sure that people have what they say they have. Because anyone can go on the air and say that they're this and that, or they have a Corvette or whatever, you know? So we have to verify. Checks and balances, you know? However,
yeah.
I do think it's a very good... It was flattering of him to say that I was, quote-unquote, banging...
Continue.
Quote unquote banging.
Oh, that's
me.
It? Just end quote? That's it?
Well, I mean, hold on, let me look at my Twitter.
Yeah, you should storify this shit so everybody can figure out what the fuck's going on.
All right.
Storify that bitch. Let me bring on another caller here. Nyan Whale, you're on. What's up?
Not much. Just walking around. How are you, Vince?
Oh, just cruising cyberspace with Assert MacFags?
I've heard.
Yeah. What do you got for me?
Absolutely nothing. I thought I'd just call and cut in from time to time.
Okay, you can be on the panel then.
Sounds good.
It's just a roundtable panel discussion. You can chime in at any time. feel free to do it. That's what this is.
You can't be stealing my roundtable format. The roundtable format is holy.
You're right. You know
amongst,
what?
Amongst Jimmy right. Rustlers.
Well, not to rustle your Jimmys, but to be honest, my show is bigger and requires more than a fucking roundtable. Okay? We're not talking about
it.
This is a fucking
Charlie. I know. You've been at this for like 2 years, so whatever.
No, I have to give you props on, at the very least, booking some quality guests. Two solid guests. I mean, that's the way it should be done. You just bit, bada bing, bada boom, you're in, you're out. Bam.
I tried. I mean, I think the first night was better. I mean, I love Kilgore, but Weave is just unbeatable. I mean,
What's up with Weave now? Did he get a determination on his sentencing? Does he know what's up? Is he free? What's going on?
He is in the middle of court right now, like smack dab in the middle of court. I think by Saturday, or probably tomorrow even, he'll have the verdict. But I think pretty much the indication that he's given me is that it's a complete toss-up at this point. So it could go either way. I mean, it's kind of an important case if you look at it. Like, people have been doing what he's getting charged for a very long time, but they don't have the notoriety that he does. So he's getting pretty much made out to be some sort of martyr, you know? Like, the FBI pretty much just wanted him out of the way. And, of course, there's probably some damning IRC logs, which everyone knows is just flippant bullshit. Whenever you're chatting on any medium, it's just...
It's all recorded.
The levity is always there, you know? Like, you can't take that as literal. And to use IRC logs and court documents is just absurd to me.
That's why I just stay out of IRCs altogether. It's just, what's the point? You're just going to get in trouble.
Yeah, pretty much.
People say just the most ridiculous shit on there. You know, it doesn't even matter if it's in a back channel or what. It's like, are you kidding me? I would never admit my skin color, much less like some of the personal shit these people divulge on the internet. And they're just asking for trouble.
I agree. I mean, well, I'm pretty open about who I am on the internet, so it doesn't really matter to me, but it's kind of, IRC is a different story, because people go there for, like, whatever the...
People go there for
anonymity.
That's
know?
Where you go. That's where you go for trouble. It used to be 4chan.
Exactly.
You either go to 4chan or IRC or some other deviation of that, and you just go nuts, and it's no holds barred. And what's scary is it filters over onto Twitter, and that's
I mean, Twitter is funnier though. I think Twitter is.
I love Twitter. I'm fucking addicted to Twitter. I can't, you know, I don't know what I did before there was Twitter.
Twitter's pretty fucking hilarious. I'm not gonna lie.
You should just stand on the corner with a megaphone. LOL. ZOMG, LOL.
Exactly, and everything's an RT.
That's what I had to do back when I was growing up. It was just not fair. All right, we already bored the shit out of Nyan Whale. He rage quit. He's gone. He's like, dude, what are they talking about?
He jumped ship.
Yeah, he totally jumped ship. He rage quit. He's gone. Thanks for coming out though, bro. It was fun while it lasted. He called in at least. Let's see. Oh, we have another caller here. Let's see who this is. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hey, Vince. It's Cyber Monkey. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic, Cyber Monkey. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. Just taking a break. Just got done testing a new hack for Oracle databases.
Excellent.
Hi, Cybermonkey.
Hi, Sir Matt Zags. How are you?
I am doing amazing. How are you?
Awesome to hear. I'm a little tired, but I'm good. I'm going to get a little soda in there or a beer or something. I'll be better.
That's gross. That's disgusting. Soda and beer?
What? Really?
That's terrible. If you do any soda, just do a little bit of ginger ale. But, God, Jesus.
Yeah, I can't.
You're going to turn into a fucking hippopotamus, dude.
Yeah, I might. You never know.
Gatorade and beer.
Dude, we used, back in the day, we used to do Gatorade and Zima. Remember Zima?
I remember Zima.
Oh, dude.
I'm not even that old, but I remember Zima.
I could never get into those. I didn't really like them.
No, it was what all the sorority chicks did. And you know, inadvertently, you'd just be like, oh, let me try that. And you just down it. And you know,
they're pretty much the equivalent to, like, what are they called? Like, Smirnoff, like, ice.
Yeah.
And
kind of like a Four Loko.
I never did the Four Loko craze.
Replace Gatorade with Mountain Dew. That's kind of like a precursor to Four Loko.
Oh, man.
So gross.
Yeah, I'll just stick to the beer.
And you got Heme. You guys, or not Heme, what's it called? Scissorp? Yeah, Scissorp. Go Google that. Scissorp. Or Lean.
Oh, man, I remember that.
They also call
that was,
it.
That was Purple Mountain Tap.
Dictionary Lean,
L-E-A-N.
Purple drink?
That's some shit. Purple drink can be involved in some lean, sure.
Shit. It's about the 40 ounces of cider.
Apparently, we're grossing out Frosty Time with Danny. He just keeps saying, ew. Whatever. Let's take another call, guys.
Oh, man.
Hey, I'm here with Cybermonkey, Assert, and somebody else. Who's this? You just called in. Hello. Welcome.
Hey, Assert and Cybermonkey. It's Tyler Bass from thechronicle.su. How's it going, everybody?
Tyler, what's up?
Hey, Tyler.
What's going on, man?
Great to have you. What's going on?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't mean to get you guys off topic, but Vince, I thought I'd let you guys know I was taking part in the Paula Broadwell stakeout last night. She's actually half a mile from here, wouldn't you guys know it? And I stood out there for like 10 minutes, got some video of the press, and then left because I felt pathetic. Pathetic. I felt pathetic. I mean, it was like 10 o'clock. She was already asleep.
You should feel pathetic.
God,
I really should.
Pathetic,
me really sucks.
I'm letting you on my show talk about this. This is filthy.
It's awful. You know, Politico was out there, NBC was out there, CBS. There were probably FBI agents in the house in all likelihood. This is Stephen Krantz's house at 1841 Park Road Northwest here in Washington, D.C. Apparently earlier in the evening someone caught pictures of her drinking. I just want to say that what Chronicle could confirm is that everyone in that house definitely could see the press out, like, lurking out there. And all the other journalists didn't point out how visible they were, but let me tell you, Paula wanted everybody to know she was drinking in there. That woman, if she had come out there with a bikini on in the backyard and just, like, shown a little leg, she could have boosted her book from 111 on the New York Times bestseller list to, like, 4. I mean, but she doesn't. She could literally make herself a multimillionaire another time over. I'm sure she's got at least a mill or something, but she could do it again if she would just do something crazy. But she's just got too much dignity, you know.
Yeah,
and by the way, this does kind of relate.
Too.
There's a really crazy article on anti-war right now. This does kind of relate to the Israeli situation, according to those. Although the guys at anti-war are too quick to go, holy fuck, it's Mossad, brr. But there's an article claiming that this Jill Kelly woman might have been linked up with phalangists, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, Christian extremists and Israeli intelligence. And Paula was like going all Fatal Attraction on everyone because she was like, oh, I'm trying to warn you about the secret agent. apparently Jill Kelly's in like a shitload of debt, and that's supposed to be the thing. But that could be just mumble bamble. You know, honestly, I don't mean to get us off the Gaza thing. It's a little more interesting. I mean, if you guys want to...
Actually, you know what? We never got on the Gaza thing. It's fine.
Yeah,
oh.
We're not on the
just,
Gaza.
That was just cover. That's just cover. So,
oh, it was just cover. Great.
Yeah,
great.
It's my show.
Smoke.
It's whatever. I mean, we could talk about it, but
to be honest,
I'm way more fascinated with Paula Broadwell because she seems like a crazy infomaniac, and I want to know more.
Well, I mean, I got to say that I think there is a deeper level of intrigue here. Easily the craziest person, I mean, I've been watching this ever between, going between telecommuting on my other gig, but every time I take a break, I go and, go on Broadwell, on search that on Twitter and see what's going on here. Easily the craziest motherfucker in this entire situation is this Humphreys guy, the so-called shirtless FBI agent. Don't know what his deal is. Apparently he, flirts a little bit with Jill Kelly, who is in a lot of debt and is clearly, like many Americans, a credit card millionaire. I mean, Jeff Stein, who's the so-called spy talker, has been saying, oh my God, that can mean something. But, I mean, being a credit card millionaire is as American as apple pie. I mean, everyone here is living beyond their means, no household savings here. I mean, I don't know how much really a red flag that really raises for me, And as for Broadwell and Petraeus, I mean, there's a guy named David Simon, writer for The Wire. The old Wire created it. And he was just, lashing out at the press and saying, oh, you people are just have this prurient interest in sex and all that. But ironically, he was engaging in that same kind of monkey feeding himself, And I just feel like there could be a larger political intrigue here, but at the end of the day, it could be just that the vajayjay make a man cray-cray. It could be just a simple old another civilian bureaucrat has an affair. And, what else is new? That's as old as the wind, Just saying.
Sure, but the shirtless FBI agent kind of ties it all together for me.
Yeah,
like,
don't know what his motive is.
Where does this guy come from? Like, what are you doing?
Why are Alan and Petraeus apparently, intervening in Jill Kelly's sister's custody battle. Like apparently they wrote to a judge and were like, oh, man, she should totally get custody of her kids. But what fucking authority are they? Because they're generals? They know who should get custody? Just, fucking weird. A lot of people are calling, Kelly a slut, too, because basically The Atlantic was claiming that she had her slick, shiny MILF hand on Petraeus' leg at a party under the table, fondling it. And apparently there was a photo I know, this show's turning X. And then, there's a photo of her kissing his cheek or something, and this apparently made Paula Broadwell crazy. Crazy. She said, and Paula Broadwell started sending those emails, but, she claimed it was about, keeping Alan away from what she called a seductress. People do
absolutely
send crazy. I've sent some crazy relationship emails. I mean, oh my God. It's typical. It's a sad part of adult life. But look, hey, maybe Kelly is. Ooh, maybe she's Mossad. Maybe GNAA will have a good time with that.
Isn't Hillary Clinton's aide? Isn't she Mossad? Isn't that something they figured out?
Well. The deal with that was that she was Muslim
Wiener?
Brotherhood. She was Muslim Brotherhood.
Right. She's a Jew related to the Muslim Brotherhood. Exactly.
No, she's not. She ain't a Jew. Her husband is a Jew and a raging militant Zionist.
I thought she was a Jew too.
Nope, she's a Talhead, certified. But she's not. I mean, if she were really in the Muslim Brotherhood, she wouldn't be married to fucking Anthony Weiner. I mean, come on, that's crazy. That's right wing ballyboo.
Yeah.
That's just fucking bizarre. A bunch of people have thrown Michelle Bachmann under the bus for this. I mean, it's a good joke, Vince, don't get me wrong, but no one fucking believes that. That's crazy.
So did you believe it. Did you happen to run into Michelle Fields at any point?
Michelle Bachmann? Fields?
Oh, no, Michelle Fields. She reports.
No,
that.
I haven't caught this drama. What's up with this?
Oh, no, there's no drama. I wish there was some drama. She's actually a reporter for Daily Caller, and she shows up on Fox News every once in a while. She's like the new hottie of the month. She's really cute, and she's always on the beat on these kind of things. Like she was even outside the Bilderbergers this year, and she's just like
Chantilly, right?
She was everywhere, and she got trolled pretty hard at that spot too. In fact, I think she got I think Mark Dice pretty much drove her off of the whole scene, and she took off. But I definitely would like to rub some shoulders and other body parts with her at some point.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I can't, covering Bilderberg, I can't really hold that against her. I mean, I can hold some other things against her, maybe, but not that.
They absolutely control the world, you know? I mean, I know that Commander X was at Bilderberg, and probably Jackal as well, to be honest. I think he was probably flown in by Hillary Clinton's private jet, actually, from Denver Airport, which is also Bilderberg territory. Illuminati.
Totally Illuminati. Oh, Vince, I thought I should tell you that I finally got your references to Goofy Bone. I listened to a show today, completely unbearable. Couldn't stand it. Like, I just tried. Just pretty painful. Not funny. You're definitely the president of BTR.
Why, thank you, Tyler. I appreciate that. And I'm gonna if you don't mind, I'm going to use that as a soundbite.
Please.
You just laid it out there articulately and simply and succinctly. That's basically what it amounts to. And everybody knows it. Everybody knows it except for Goofy. I think Goofy even knows it. He just doesn't want to recognize it in front of people. But that's fine. It's okay. It's a free and open interwebs. And I wish everybody the best. And I'm just glad I don't have that job. You know, it's just like being the president of the United States. I mean, who wants that job? That's like the most. It's got to be the biggest nightmare of all time. Why would you want to do that to yourself?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's a good fucking question. Well, I did want to say this. I mean, not to corral this fucking conversation, but, I mean, sorry, this is just way more interesting than Goofy Bone. I don't really know what else to say about that whole fucking sad situation.
Yeah, no.
I will say that his CDs are probably a big improvement on the show. I am getting a sense of that, but that isn't saying much. Have you guys heard any more about this whole operation to put internet into Gaza so we can all see the utter cruelty and sadness that's going on there at this very instant? You guys heard about this plan?
Yes.
Which
plan is that?
Israel, I assume.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think you two would probably, and I'm not talking about Vince here, apparently he's new to this topic, but I just heard mention of it on the Twitters. I was curious if you guys knew if that was actually succeeding. I caught Kilgore saying this whole thing is just super harebrained. You know, I think you might have talked about that on your show, maybe, Ass, but, you know,
I think it's overstated what is proposed. I think it's a good idea for the lines of communication to stay open in regimes that are crushing the internet, you know?
I caught a pastebin on it, and it seemed like someone said in passing in this gigantic, elaborate plan to link all these cell phones together for tethering, but
It's very overstated by Anonymous, and which is usual for them. You know,
a little silly here, but I'm pretty sure that if you're in Gaza and you happen to have a phone, I think you can catch Egyptian signals. It's just not a big place. It's like the size of D.C. It must be like, you know, 15 by 7 miles here. I mean, we're not talking about a big place, so I just question the necessity of it on some level. I think the harder part is them having cell phones. I think that's the bigger complication here. Just saying.
I think they have a cell phone.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know. It's not like a fucking. It's not like a fucking wasteland there.
Yeah, it sure is. Whew, boy, howdy. I mean, I noticed
okay,
one thing I noticed.
Okay, it might be a wasteland, but it's not like. I mean, especially Israel.
The people in IDF were circulating this bizarre pamphlet with saying, "Hey, everybody, try and stay away from Hamas and anyone who's in a terror organization. Sorry, they're doing this. Oh, and this message will stay in effect until quiet is restored. Quiet is restored? What the fuck does that mean? Like, it's going to be quiet, or it was quiet, or something? It's just bizarre. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's lost in translation, but."
Probably is lost in translation, but I mean, probably been like peace is restored, but what the fuck does peace mean these days, you know?
Yeah, boy, I just don't know. I don't think they mean peace. They just mean everyone's gonna be a little quieter. Just back to like the good old misery. Goodness gracious. Well, you know, it's not as bad as like the late 2008 thing, I guess. At least it doesn't look quite that nasty. I noticed that they killed the Hamas military commander who is indeed an asshole, but they blew up his car and they threw it on YouTube, and it looked pretty targeted, at least that one. I mean, I know it's propaganda, but you know, it did look like they just took out the car. Do have to say that. I don't know how the rest of the bombing's going. It could be goddamn bloodbath. Obviously, there's no way for us to know that, you know, the civilian casualties at this point. Certainly, if it's like, you know, the last time they did this, it will be horrible, you know. It will. But, I mean, like, even, you know, the civilian casualties I've heard of are, like, on the order of 100. So, it looks like they're keeping it under control. I don't know. I mean, as much as it can be.
Well, I mean, yeah, exactly. Like, when you say civilian casualties, and then say trying to keep it under control, that's just like in my brain is like it just doesn't add up to me, you know.
Well, I mean, Hamas is in this crazy situation because they've got this charter, and in the charter they don't talk about necessarily like even just Zionists or aggressors or anything like that. They're talking about the Jews, and I think they even mean like the motherfuckers like Noam Chomsky and Medea Benjamin and just, you know, people living on Long Island and. You know, they
people
just got
that are Jewish.
Yeah, I think that they're like indicting people. Like, you know, they're not looking for a two-state solution, like most Palestinians and most Israelis, in fact, are, despite what the media tells you through their leadership. You know what they really want. There's a lot of bullshit there. But you know, every time you know people complain to Hamas of their leadership about this, including people in the PLO, Fatah. They'll just say, oh, yeah, it would be really such a political hassle to change that language, blah, 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 to not be anti-Jewish. You know, so that's pretty fucking lame. You know, I mean, it's more than lame. It's just evil, you know. And they're not doing those people any favors who are just, you know, caught in the crosshairs here. Just saying.
It's super lame.
Super lame.
I don't know. Shit's fucking worthless.
So Vince, you're in San Fran. You seeing any complaints from, you know, People's Republic of Burke or on the streets? Anyone real mad about that there out in lefty land? Sam.
Yes, actually they are. You know what? And I have a live stream that I've hooked up right now. I think my cousin Sal is downtown right now in front of the Israeli consulate. So we're gonna go to Sal right now. I think we have him on. Let me cut to this. Can we get Sal? All right. This is my cousin Sal. He is on the spot down there in downtown San Francisco. We're going to cut to him now.
Hey, cousin B! Hey, how are you doing? outside of Montgomery Street, out of Lowry. Lowry. Jesus Christ, I don't know what's going on. I don't have to throw it back to you, Vince. I can't handle this shit.
Jesus Christ. Sal? Sal? I think he hung up, but he did. Okay, we lost him. There he goes.
Vince, I'm just getting word that Russian missiles are being fired from the Gulf of Mexico from submarines at the U.S.
Oh, my God. It's World War III. Finally. Thank God. We're all going to die. Thank God. Hopefully, we got Jesus. We only have an hour and 15 minutes left of the show. Hopefully, the ultimate destruction, the end times will begin right here on air. This will be fantastic, folks.
One
you know
could only
happen
hope.
On the internet first. When the world ends, the first place you're going to find out is on the internet. So we're in the best place we can be.
I guess that's going to debunk the Mayan calendar, right?
Oh, no, this is just the first
one. Honestly, fuck the Mayans.
I would. I'm that much of a horny bastard. I would fuck some Mayans. God damn it. Where are
I
they?
I know you would, Vince. God.
I would even quash them. I'd quash them so. Oh my God. You don't know how.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm just getting back on the phone here. What's up? It's getting awfully hot around here. It feels like there's a heat wave moving in suddenly. I don't really know what's going. I'm just joking.
I think Vince was very angry at me the other night, and then I chopped up all of his audio of him melting down, and now he's even more mad. But I think he cooled off, and I think he has a crush on me now.
Me? Well, gosh.
What say you, Vince?
I think you are a delusional human being. I think you're out of your fucking mind. I think you and your whole Russell crew are completely out of your gores. People are insane. That's why I like having you on the show.
Well, it's just because you're in San Fran, dude. It's
Yeah, you're in San Fran, so you're down. You're obviously, like, crushing over me. It's, like, unbelievable.
Well, I thought if you said you're not gay there, it's, like, basically saying you're racist. I mean, I thought that's the point it's gotten to there now. You know, I listen to Nick talk about San Fran.
No. San Francisco is the best place in the world for single guys because literally half the men in San Francisco are gay. So there's like twice as many hot single chicks to guy ratio as there would be in any other city. It's amazing.
So the women are all like slugs,
right.
If you will.
It's like shooting fish in a bucket, dude. Let me bring on Hammurabi's code. What's up, Hammurabi?
What's up, guys? How are you doing, MacFags? That went well.
I think she's ignoring you, bro. She's not talking to you.
I said hi, MacFags.
Wait, whoa, hey, are you playing clips? No sound bites. No, fuck, can't troll me with sound.
I had to play that one. That one's amazing.
You can go, you know, if you want, you can feel free to post the link in the chat so people can find it on their own, but please don't play it.
Oh, yes, my Jimmy is
rocking, okay? No, dude, okay, that's it. Time out, asshurt, MacFags.
Yeah, dude, fuck off. You didn't even say hi to me anyway. Where's Geist? It's his birthday.
You did it in the chat. 2 minutes for real fail quality soundboard. That's like playing it off your computer and through your fucking built-in speakers.
Definitely.
It's so low-tech. It's disgusting.
Right, but she's a professional squash board troll.
Yeah.
And so she makes her money.
Ethical squash hacker.
Yeah.
Wrestling jimmies.
She's not really much for wrestling jimmies, I will
you
say that.
And the wrestled jimmies.
I think she likes When Jimmy's get wrestled.
Jimmy's wrestling the Jimmy's.
I'm just wondering when Larez or Tyrone's going to call in.
Oh, yeah. I'm really hoping Tyrone shows up in the second hour. We could use a little injection of sanity. Tyrone has a way of just putting everything in perspective, you know?
Well, of course he does. He's a fucking cultured gentleman, as we learned on Tuesday.
Yeah. Why is he on the internet? I don't get it.
That's the only place you find the classiest bitches, Vince.
Oh, what a nightmare.
Yeah, I mean, exercising makes you sterile, dude.
Yeah, you don't want to lift too much.
Yeah, don't lift too much.
I had played lifting at all times. Anyways, we're going to take a timeout. It's Vince of the Bay. I'm really grateful to have Assert, MacFag, Cyber Monkey, Tyler Bass, and Hammurabi's Code with me on the panel tonight.
Hold up, Vince.
What?
I got to get you a video, like the best video you've never seen.
All right, give it to me now. We're going to take a break. It's Thursday, everybody. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Be right back.
All right, it's incoming.
We'll be right back.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way.
In your deck, press play.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Yeah, just listen to what Selassie says, everybody. Selassie knows what's up. Stop hating in the Bay. It's what I've preached this whole time doing this program. If we would just stop hating in the Bay, things would be okay. But, you know, but there's some people out there that have an agenda to wrestle Jimmies, and that's fine. That's fine. We will counter hate with love, all right? So I'm bringing on some more callers here. I'm joined, of course, by Cyber Monkey Tyler Bass from the, Chronicle.su, also Hammurabi's Code on the line, and we have Ass Hurt MacFags with us, the Homewrecker on the line, and we also have a new caller. Who's this? Caller, you raised your hand. Who's this?
831.
Correct, sir.
Yeah, it's still 911. Sorry, call got cut, and then I dealt with cops.
Wait, who's this?
911. As you like to call
it. Well. Okay, we got Nyan Well back. Right, great. Right. Okay, cool.
Nyan Nyan.
So what do we talk about?
Not about, we can't talk about wrestling Jimmy's, eh? We can't.
Oh, now
talk
you're
going
to respond to me, huh? I see how it is. Just going to blow me the fuck off when I come in.
Shut
What's
up, Cammy.
What's up with that? What's up with that?
Shut up, Cammy.
All right. I'm trying to get Geist to come in, and apparently I'm supposed to spank Danny. So.
It's too late.
Oh, my God. Did Shadow show up?
Not yet. Not that I can tell.
I thought I heard wind.
That was
okay, I get it. Yeah. Oh, my God. That was a nightmare.
Yeah, guys, I'm just going to hang out outside by the ocean real quick.
where there's a freeway that goes by. Just like semis going by like every minute.
Hang out by the lighthouse.
Florida, fuck that noise. It'd sooner be fucking gunfire than semis.
Neighbor in the white. You're working on the hacksaw next door.
Yeah. You hear sawzalls cutting into the back of his house and shit.
Just, I wonder, he probably just on his headphones and plays his video games all day and tweets and just cancels everything out.
Hey, Astrid, I got a little inquiry for you here. You're friends with the Weave. I heard that GNAA posted on change.org a petition calling for the bombing of Israel. And I think it lasted at least a couple of days there. Did you happen to read it? I can't find a cache of it or anything. I was going to see if it was...
I don't know if I saw that one.
Well, it hit Facebook, so I thought I'd inquire about it. I mean, it was old, of course, the thing.
Sounds hilarious.
I don't even understand this Israel shit. Jews fighting Jews. How much sense does that make? Give me a break.
Who cares who Muslim, who Hebrew?
If you say so, bro.
They're all on the other side of the planet. Wait a second. They all throw their shoes with the same velocity, man. That's all that matters to me.
Okay, first of all, whoever's doing that fake wind noise, please stop that, or you're gonna be on timeout. Okay.
Not fake. That's cars.
Oh, okay. Self mute then until you're ready to say something.
I'm good.
I want to address something here. Anon Sicko says I'm being gay. I'd like to clarify that, Sicko. Why don't you call in? You were at the protest earlier today. You heard earlier what we checked in with my cousin Sal. He was down there. Sounds like there's still people hanging out. Sicko was down there earlier. Hopefully he can call in and give us a report. We have over an hour left to go.
Sicko's in the chat right now.
That's why I'm saying that.
Oh.
Yeah, I know that. I'm responding to his chat where he says, then Vince is being gay. Well, I just don't get that. Please.
Well, you are being gay, so.
How so?
I mean happy, ma'am.
I'm not talking with a lisp.
I know. It's okay, Vince. You can be gay.
I know, but I'm not.
Why are you denying your gay bloodlines, Vince?
I'm not. Because
okay.
Yeah, you have gay bloodlines, therefore you are gay.
Just because I'm in the Bay doesn't mean I'm gay.
Just because you have faggy geography doesn't make you a faggot. Is that what you're saying?
Hey, look, I just proved my virility by my ardent campaign against pony lovers. Okay, I did a whole show where all I did was flex my
hey, testosterone. Hey, I know plenty of straight bronies.
Everybody seems to. I've never met one.
Yeah, my son's a brony, but he's like fucking 4, you know. For God's sakes, people.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, I'm not excusing bronyism. Bronies, they're terrible, awful people. Disgusting fetishists.
I have a question about this situation. I have a question about the war
gay.
On bronies.
Yeah, what
are
about
the people, are the actors on this show? Are they minors? I mean, serious question here. I really can't tell. I had to look, you know.
I'm a minor,
So they are minors, right?
Yeah.
No, they're played by
what
Sandy Duncan and, oh, Jesus, what's his name?
The guy who was on the Green Mile is the convict.
Tony Randall. Yeah.
Tony Randall.
Yeah. I remember it like it was yesterday.
The guy who played Ernest Worrell.
Is that the what do you mean bird guy?
Yeah, Jim Varney, man.
Jim Varney, that's who that is. Oh my God, is this the fucking MLP theme song?
I'm required to play this because or else it's the bronies with DDoS at my show.
Holy shit. Are you kidding? When did this happen, Vin?
And Tony Randall.
See, Sandy Duncan and Tony Randall.
Alright, turn it off, please, before I hurt someone.
Oh, it's just better.
Yeah, I'm gonna
strap yourself in.
I'm gonna mute for a minute.
Great. Finally, I find a way people to self.
Oh, God.
Is this like a whole goddamn episode?
I'm almost done. I'm almost there. Hang on. Almost there.
I'll bet you're almost there.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh. Flying pink horses.
Alright, guys. Okay. Alright. Alright, that's enough.
Oh, no, Wilbur, don't.
No, seriously, that's enough. We're done. We're done with the. Turn it off. Shit. Stop.
Great. You don't know. Stop. My little pony.
It ain't me, brother. It ain't me.
Still better than Goofy Bone. You know,
yeah, when it's all said and done, it's better than Goofy Bell. What do you want?
You know, I have to say that there's a character on this show, to make matters even worse, there's a character literally called Pinkie Pie. Now, yeah, I just have no comment.
You know that?
I'll tell you a funny story about Pinkie Pie. If you ever run across somebody in IRC named Pinkie Pie, do not fuck with that person. That's straight up.
Oh, man. Hey, you know, I think we just come up with a new internet meme. Twilight, still better than Goofy Bone.
Is it, though?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. I've never even heard Goofy Bone, but I know Twilight's super fucking gay.
I've never seen either of them, so it's all good.
Let's find out.
Goofy Bone is a fifth-term abortion, man. I mean, it's pretty bad.
I don't know.
Let's take more calls. Hang on, panel. Relax. We got plenty of time. We got an hour to go. People are lined up to call in. Let's see who this is. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, man? It's Shadow.
God damn it, yes it is.
What's going on?
Oh my god.
How you guys doing tonight, man?
No, great, man.
We were doing
Shadow.
Well.
I can barely hear. What'd she say?
Said hi, Shada.
Oh, hi. Who's this?
Asher, Nutfag.
Oh, great. You still quashing?
I'm always quashing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You just made me quash right there.
What the fuck is quashing?
I just quashed all
quash the uprising.
I have no idea what's going on with the show tonight. I just wanted to call and bug you guys.
Perfect. What's been going on?
I called into work today, so yay.
Oh, hey, dude. I got this thing. I got this video that somebody sent me about you. I'm sure you've seen this. I haven't had a good
chance. This is the video I made of him? Getting vanned?
Yes, you getting vanned.
Is it the one with the screwdriver and the back scratcher?
Shadow, why'd you get vanned, man?
I took the FBI's donuts.
Yeah, here it is. Here it is. Check it out. Shadow.
Oh, this is going to be funny.
That Tagalo concert was the shit. Now to self-mutilate so I can fast.
Okay, first off, that Juggalo concert, they're not the Juggalos. That's the fans. The band is fucking ICP.
Yeah, I know that, but it's more fun to
Juggalo
call it a Juggalo concert.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, Hammurabi, you just fucking failed at it. It's all right, man. Accept it.
All right.
But beyond that, it gets good. All right.
It's pretty funny.
I overlooked that. I get it. You should. You know, it's just critiquing. Anyway, here it is.
I appreciate your commitment to musical authenticity.
Well, it's just fact checking. I'm a stickler for fact checking and you know, that sort of thing. Devil,
okay.
You name it. Whatever. Okay, we're going to stop with the sidebar critiquing and just play this animated, the audio of the animated video of Shadow getting vanned.
That Tagalo concert was the shit. Now to self-mutilate so I can fap using my own tears. Hope nobody XSS's my room here. It was so fucked up of Hammy to send me this back scratcher and binoculars to fap with. How did he know I couldn't find or reach my dick? It's almost like he TO'd my webcam. What in the actual fuck just happened? This is fucking bullshit. All I wanted to do was fap to my own tears and now it's a federal case? Jesus Christ, Shada. Look at you. You can't even get your pants off before shoving a screwdriver up your ass. You're right. ID'd to where your webcam and XSS'd your fat ass here. Now you will tell me all of your Juggalo secrets. You will also tell me everything you know about Nibiru, the Anunnaki, and Neil Brahazer. If you do not comply, I will force you to ruffle shuffle and will try to convince a certain McFangs to pry open your balloon knot and as fuck you till you do. Got it? Now quit crying. Stand the fuck up, pull the screwdriver out of your ass and tell me what you know. Seriously, bro, I have no clue what you're talking about. I don't know shit about Nibiru or the Anunnaki, and personally, I'd love to get a reach round from McFags. I'll be honest, you fluffy sack of shit. McFags won't fuck you. I asked her to do so, but she told me to go eat a bag of dicks. Holy shit. Are you really crying because a trap won't just fuck your fat ass? I'm done with you before you go. You know what you must do, don't you? Let me guess. Truffle shuffle? Goddamn right a fucking truffle shuffle. Get moving, you fucking shitbag. I'm running out of goddamn Go Anime credits. Fine. But just this once. Me, Danny, Sang, Jen, get in here. This fat fuck is actually going to truffle shuffle. Fuck you, Hemi. You're such a dickhead. Why do you want me to truffle shuffle so bad? Less questions and more shuffling, you fat fuck. Keep it up and I will make you fuck air a bunny ears and nobody wants to see that. You win this round, Hemi. If a shuffle is what it takes to not have to fuck Sarah, then so be it. Woohoo, I'm still the tag team champions and Shmoop is totally full of shit. Fucking Sarah is cruel and unusual punishment and should never be a prereq for being the TTCs.
Damn right, BFF first class Danny. If you weren't, you know, I would totally cyber with you instead of Blitz. He doesn't even lift and can't dance with glow sticks.
Oh my god.
It's an oldie but a goodie.
Blitz is in the chat room too. That's classic.
You still can't dance with glow sticks, faggot.
I don't think you've seen the video where I proved that he can dance with glow sticks.
Oh, you'll
Meep
have to send
is
me
a
more
fan.
Videos. Please, by all means, send me more videos. Okay, I got another caller. Let's see who this is. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who is this?
Morning, Vince. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Who are you and what's on your mind?
This is Big Bill.
You sound Big Bill.
Yeah, that is Big Bill. Big Bill of he's a regular on Blog Talk Radio. He is a co-host. He's a co-host on another show on here called the Marijuana Happy Hour. And you guys know Nikki smokes a lot. She called into the show a couple times. She's also
I know Nikki.
Yeah, Nikki.
You got a party mouth.
Good Twitters.
Yeah, Nikki and Big Bill are both part of the Marijuana Happy Hour, which kind of special. You guys should definitely check them out.
So they do pot then?
I think that's
do a lot of pot.
I'm not sure if he sounds like a cowboy or a hippie.
Probably a hippie.
No, not really. Redneck.
Yeah, see?
Redneck? Okay.
You got that southern drawl to it.
Yeah.
I drive a big, huge truck.
Do me a favor. Tell me I have a pretty mouth.
Boy, you have a pretty mouth.
Oh, that just saved my night. Thank you. Thank
another
you, sir.
Another great, another epic to go. That's another epic soundbite for the show. That one and Tyler's earlier little rampage. Perfect. I'm going to put a nice little, put together a new montage. That shit's going to make it in.
You know, I got to say, from this little clip thing we just heard, I have to say, easily the scariest person, far more than anyone else who was named, even more than the Juggalos, was Neil Rahauser. I find him to be a generally frightening person. I don't really want to cross him. I feel
Are
like
you
he
kidding
would summon...
me?
He's so
weird.
He's dying of Lyme disease.
You do realize that this man, like, drove Ron Breinhart insane. I mean... This is sad.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
yeah, that Ron dude is pretty fucking messed up. If you just go
Ron
by his Twitter, just
fucking
plays,
hilarious.
No, but listen. This was a coordinated effort in driving him into madness. Like Neil was like the telltale heart underneath the goddamn floorboards, and it made Ron insane. I mean, it's so fucked up. There's this. Like, I put, like, probably a good 6 hours into investigating the whole, like, Brad Blog, Neil, Ron Breinhart triangle, and it's crazy. Like, there's so much, and Robert Stacey McCain, there's so much bullshit on the internet. Everyone involved with it is either opinionated or lying or is one of Neil's legion of sock puppets. I so don't want to fuck with it. Like, I'm just, like, so terrified of Neil.
Are you kidding
like,
me? The first time I ever emailed that dude, I cock-slapped him. There's nothing wrong with that guy. He's not terrifying at all.
No, he sent an email about me to all of my friends and BCC'd it to a bunch of people saying that I was like a deeply untrustworthy activist.
I mean,
like,
seriously,
that's
all.
Wait. Hold on. Well, so what's the deal with the James Frey Vanning, and like, what's the connection between Neil and this whole thing? Like, what's going on there? Come on. I mean, like, what
Who's
was it?
Vanning?
Yeah, the James Frey Vanning. You know, like, yeah, that thing. You know, like the James Frey. It's the guy who Barrett Brown was corresponding with, and he leaked all those chat trans. I've come on here and talked about
Are
this.
You talking about
Patrick Frey.
Yeah, Patrick Frey. Thank you. Not James Frey. That's a fucking singer.
And he blogs by Paterico.
Paterico. Bingo. Yeah, it's Paterico. But did Neil like van this guy? Who fucking did that? I mean, what's up with that?
I don't know. I don't care. I think it's all fucking retarded.
When I first thought that Barrett Brown vanning, my immediate instinct was it was somebody from that crew doing it. Like, because he was at that time he was getting at it with Paterico. He was actually, towards the end, he was just lashing out.
He was getting at it with everyone.
Yeah, he was lashing out at everybody, but that was Paterico. Before he totally went just bonkers on everyone, one of his last main riffs was with Paterico.
Do you know, ever since that video hit, there have been multiple trolls coming into the ReaperSec IRC talking about, we got you. You're all going down. And
Mr.
now
Gatsu
we're dealing with a real nice
one.
Fail troll called Mr. Gatsu.
Yeah, I heard Mr. Gatsu.
Yeah, he's out there.
Talk about him. Mr. Gatsu is
tell us.
Trolling y'all.
This dude's like uber butthurt about Barrett Brown getting fucked. And, he comes into fucking ReaperSec under my channel, getting nasty, and starts talking about how, you know, every single person inside of ReaperSec is ultimately responsible for the, you know, vanning of Barrett Brown, the fact he got tased in the nuts. And he's talking about he's going to get revenge, but the only thing he does is try to, you know, incite a fight between us. He's trying to get somebody to attack him. Well, last night on Tiny Chat, he was talking about how if he had ReaperSec's IP address, he was going to root the server. So I gave him his own IP address on TinyChat, and he ended up DOSing himself live.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Like,
he didn't bother to look it up. He didn't bother to who is, nothing. He straight up just said, fire my laser.
What a fag.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was pretty
great,
awesome,
dude,
to see.
He committed cyber harikari.
Pretty much, man. He and heroed right on Tiny Chat.
That's you know, it's a good troll.
We at Chronicle have written to Barrett in prison as of like 20, 30 days ago, but we're not really holding our breath now to get anything back because his lawyers probably told him shut the fuck up, you know.
Yeah, Barrett's not getting out of jail. Get over it.
Done to me. And if it's legal when it's done to me, it's going to be legal when it's done to fucking FBI agent Robert Smith, who is a criminal who's involved in a criminal conspiracy that has thank God been revealed, part of which was evident months and months ago, because I told the fucking
God,
FBI Daniel Forsyth gave me a fake name when his fucking little Jennifer Emick fucking informant, HBO Dairy employees, was bragging about the shit and gave me the number. I guess he wanted to talk to me and see what I'd say.
All right, that's enough. That's enough.
Oh, my God, that's great.
So, you know,
I think Barrett should have his own soundboard by now.
Got a Barrett bot?
You can only laugh so much at him.
Yeah.
No, you can't. It's like an infinite supply of lulls and fucking tarnation.
It's pretty awesome. We have a Barrett bot, so all you have to do is do exclamation point Barrett. And
Barrett.
The shit that comes out, I mean, if you ever want to know just how fucking far right a batshit insane that motherfucker is. Actually, I think there's also a website, Barron Brown Quotes. Barrett Brown Quotes.
Dude, that's where the bot fucking quotes off of. Are you retarded?
Whatever. Shut up, faggot.
It even says at the end of each one of the Barrett blurts from
yeah,
Barrett
I know.
Brown
I haven't
quote.
Seen the bot in there in fucking forever. I think CK gets a little upset when we start going on about Barrett Brown.
Okay,
quote.
First off, CK's got a nervous twit when it comes to Barrett Brown where it's instantly kill, kill, kill. So don't blame him for it. If you had to deal with him and OpNoPro back in the day, you would understand his infinite frustration about Barrett Brown.
Okay.
Well, no, Neil, man. Just kidding.
I want to meet Neil. I watched that dude.
I don't think Neil exists.
He called me.
I don't think Neil exists.
He actually called me.
I think he's Kaiser
Soze.
Really?
No, I talked to Neil on the phone once.
I ended up giving Danny my fucking number on Tiny Tech. He dropped it in DocSpin, and the only two people to call me were Braddy and fucking Neil.
Braddy. There's
yeah,
another
bitchy,
fucking weird
Kelly.
Internet person. God.
Yeah, and by the way, I do want to say, as long as we're in this gossip fest, like, I kind of dissed on Ron earlier, but the guy is pretty, he's like David Icke, you know, he believes some fundamentally crazy shit, but he nails some stuff. Like, he pulled up this great quote of a Romney social media advisor saying that there was, like, an oncoming black-on-white race war. Like, a guy tweeted this, and Ron, like, pulled it up, and other media outlets started either stealing it or openly biting it, so, you know.
Wait, did you apply for a job with Raw Story under him?
I did, yeah. No, I wasn't joking about that. That's the thing, though. It was apparently, like, just a little bit after he was, like, not getting forwarded shit or they were trying to throw him out. For whatever reason, yeah, I'm glad he passed it on to you. I was applying then when my resume sucked, well, a little bit more.
I like chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, well,
yeah.
I mean...
I think
he tweeted that
when Kilgore was tweeting with him, so he's like, oh, I know, because he digs deep, and he's like, oh, Tyler Bass, yeah, he interviewed with me when he was interviewing at Raw Story.
Whoa, that's delusional, whoa, didn't interview with him.
That's where, like, the borderline, like, delusion comes in, because he's like...
This guy has told me directly contradictory things.
Wait, I have a question. Who is the male talking right now?
That's Tyler
Bass.
Oh,
I'm Tyler
Bass.
Chronicle.sq.
Oh. Like your site, it's funny.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We try.
I like
it's not even bullshit.
I love your site, and I've written for your site, and I should write for it in the future. But right now, we're gonna take a quick break, and come back with our good friend Tyrone. Tyrone is holding on the line, so
awesome.
we're gonna take a quick little break.
This is exciting.
Yeah, you know what's exciting is how you are. E-famous, of course, for this epic.
No, not this one. It was her the whole time. You set up the loop. You just misinterpreted. Okay.
That's what I was asking.
You have a gift for herself that she puts up for herself.
Why not?
Why not? I don't know. Do you do that? Do you have a gift of yourself?
People do. The one that was going to. Like super passionate about this argument.
Yeah, that was internet history, and Assert, also a known homewrecker, is here with us. She just Jimmy's get wrestled everywhere she goes. It's really odd.
You guys don't even know. Like I've been on the internet for a while, and it's pretty crazy. Like it's fucking wild.
We should all repent. We're all a bunch of heathens here on the internet. It's disgusting. And in order to cleanse the show, we're going to take a quick break, come back with Tyrone. He's going to bring us back into perspective. But before we do that, I'm going to turn to our good friend Patriot Greg. Hopefully I haven't been Patriot Gregging tonight.
Patriot Greg.
But yes, the man who we name after the term for your audio cutting in and out. Patriot Greg is now going to bless the show, and we'll be back with Tyrone.
Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I ask you, Father, to bless each and every one who are listening to this show live, and also those who will be listening in the archive. I thank you for Blog Talk Radio and for this channel that you have given us to fellowship with our brothers and sisters from all over the country and the world.
Hello. not a whole lot going on.
We're on the network.
We're on the network.
Cletus.
Going on.
We're on the network.
Penis.
Wow, that was intense, dude.
Wow. That
was
neither.
Nor can more.
He should have been more specific.
Patriot Greg.
My heart is not intuitive. All right.
I know.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Not. It's really not. It's okay. It's my flaw.
Patriot Greg.
Hey, Vince, there's a change in the Troll Wars. Goofy's going to be upset.
Am I live?
You're on the air.
What's up, Ghost?
How's it going?
Just wanted to invite you to the Troll Wars on Monday if you wanted to come onto the show.
Jesus Christ. Come off! These people are idiots.
Hello? My name's Larry O'Connor.
This is William Jefferson Clinton.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Bitch in the Bay. He is not gay.
You stupid son of a bitch. Shut up.
Is that Vincent the Gay or what?
Vince the Bay.
The Gay Bay.
Vince is not gay.
Cactus.
That's right.
Some fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vincent the Bay.
Yeah, right me.
Vince is a slum troll.
Yahoo.
Cactus.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Bay.
The Gay Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Representing the Bay.
We're on the network.
Oh my God.
What you want to, and I'll stand up.
Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Aw, yeah. You already know what it is. Vince in the Bay. The lines are open. If you're calling east of the Rockies, it's 1-347-826-7667. West of the Rockies, it's 1-347-826-7667. I'm Vincent Bay. I'm your audio erotic host for the next 30 minutes. Feel free to join me and my panel as we discuss little tidbits and news of the day. To bring some much-needed sanity to the program tonight, we are now joined by our special guest, Tyrone. Tyrone Jenkins, what's up?
Yo, what up, Vince? What up, what up?
Nothing much, dude. Just hanging out here online. You're live now with Cyber Monday.
Hold on, hold on. Pookie, get that TV. Get that TV, Pookie. That one right down the window. Get that. Yo, what up? Oh, Vince, we over here in Gaza right now. We looting this shit. That one right there, the TV. Yo, that one. Put it in the truck. Yo.
Wow.
This all right, but I gotta find a spot to get into. It's crazy over here. There's bombs and shit. Everything blowing up. Get the MacBook, Pookie. Get the MacBook.
Damn.
All right, hold up. I'm about to duck on the cover here.
Wow, you got to be really careful out there. If you're really in Gaza right now, be very careful. There, I mean, I've seen pictures of entire city blocks just blown to shreds.
Yeah, I'm just ducked in this little building here now. I'm straight now. I got me a couple 40 ounces, though. I'm straight now. But, man, that's crazy out here. But we got a bunch of shit. Man, we got so much shit. We about to make some cash off this. Sandy Loot Crew ain't got nothing on this. These guys are Loot Crew.
All right. Well, you know what? We've got a lot of callers on the line on our panel tonight. Plenty of people that are probably excited to ask you questions. We have with us Tyler Bass of the Chronicle.su. He probably has some questions for you. Go ahead, Tyler.
Yeah, what's up? I mean, I would just, you know, first of all, advise you be careful with the 40, you know, those MOS militia guys, they might not be cool with that. You know, just keep it like in the brown bag. That's like step one.
Yeah, they were tripping earlier. They tried to give me a ticket, though. But I was like, no, I ain't trying to hear that. We dipped out on them, though.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're with, what's that black separatist group that claims they're of Hebrew extraction? What are those fellows' names? Oh, I forget. It's on the Southern Poverty Law Center's website. I heard about it. Yeah, you might want to take off that fancy uniform you might be wearing because they don't like Jews. They don't even like black Hebrews. So be careful. Just talking about the militia now, not the normal folks.
I ain't even
there.
Wearing
so,
uniform, though. I just got my white tee and my chain.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's great. So, you know, you seen any fireworks? What's the deal like with the auto machine guns? See any hot IDF babes? I seen them calendars.
This shit's so crazy. No, we got about 200 choppers and 2 crates. We got crates of choppers. And we got so much shit. We're bringing back to the States. We're going to be hood rich as fuck, though. We got TVs, iMacs, iPods. I didn't even know they had iPods over here. Shit. I don't know how the fuck some people afford this shit.
Now, Tyrone, if I remember correctly, you're just coming from New York and New Jersey where you looted up in there, didn't you, recently?
Yeah, we was up in there, too.
Yeah, so you've been doing a lot of work, a lot of travel. This is a busy time of year for you, for your business,
well, see,
I guess.
We used the money from Sandy Loot Crew to go and get us a plane ticket over to Israel and Gaza. We got off of Israel and went down to Gaza.
Tyrone to Sean? Are you Tyrone Deshaun, man? Must be a different Tyrone.
No, my name's Tyrone Jenkins.
No, Tyrone Jenkins, all right. That's cool. Yeah, well, I mean, I liked your guys' work. You know, everyone was picking it up. I mean, Alex Jones was blowing the lid off that one as usual, and some of the British press was all over it. And, I mean, gosh, you guys made a major haul there. You know, you got a TV. You got your – I mean, someone's mama was out there stealing. I mean, everyone was on board, you know?
Yeah, we got a bunch of stuff.
This is the gift Obama gave you guys, right? That's what that stuff is, isn't it?
Yo, and see, now with Gaza Loot Crew, we got even more. But see, we got to pay shipping and handling and get it all set back, so
like
it's going to be
hashtag?
A little setback.
Is that a
Gaza
hashtag?
Loot Crew, yeah. Well, we this was an underground operation, but we can get it started, though. If people want to come out and help us, we'll give them a cut. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I want to
be hard to put
all
that shit.
I want to bring on Hammurabi's code now. Hammurabi's code. Didn't you say this guy, Mr. Gats 00, was?
Yeah, that's Mr. Gatsu. I tweeted at him, told him to get on the fucking show and call in. Did he call
really?
In?
I don't know if he's called it. Okay, let's see.
I know Tyrone and Shadow have some things to say to Mr. Gatsu.
All right. Okay. Shadow,
he's
you're back.
He's got some shit to say to Shmoop.
Yep.
So hopefully Shmoop calls in.
Asshurt is back, and then we.
Hi.
We have one more caller here now. Go ahead, caller. You just called in. Who are you?
I think that if we had 535 Tyrones in Congress, Congress would have a 100% approval rating.
Agreed.
Hell yeah.
I agree with you on that.
Absolutely, 100% agreed.
The only thing is, though, see, I couldn't never run for no office, though. Because, see, what happened was I can't even remember the names of these places that I got to go talk to these leaders and stuff. And, you know, if I was president and I'm over here in Zimbabwe with Dikembe Mutombo and I got to talk to him about, you know, whatever the hell. I don't know how to pronounce all this stuff. Well, I'm over here in Israel with Benjamin Netanyahu or some shit. I don't
Mattis
know how to say
Yahoo.
All that.
It's Mattis Yahoo.
That's why
you
got friends
that
do that shit for you.
Yeah, I don't even. But that's why I couldn't ever be president or nothing like that, because I wouldn't even know how to talk to them people, what their name is, and all that.
Well, like a king with his crown, you better get down, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Tyrone. Yo, what up?
Hey, man, how do you fix the current difficult problem of the looming fiscal cliff? Please. Offer us insight, as you seem to have a very deep grasp of the political climate in this country and the problems we face as a country. Thank you.
My first reaction is, let's stop calling it the fiscal cliff, okay? I'm tired of it. It's worn out. I think from now on, the rule is you call it the fiscal plank, and whenever you talk about it, you have to talk like a pirate, okay? So you got to be like, arr, me gladdie. My mate,
no, that's gay.
The Americas to go off the fiscal plank. Erg.
Fuck.
Oh,
that's the gayest idea ever.
No, it's not.
So basically, you telling me like what I think needs to be done about the economic situation in America?
I think your solutions are greatly desired by 300 million Americans who are just looking for a soul in their country, Tyrone. We need leadership, and you've got it. And we need you to tell us what to do.
See, this is what I would say what would happen. Okay, this is what I'm saying we've got to do. All right, first thing we got to do is we got to make everything free. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm serious, though. I know it sounds stupid, but we got to make everything free. You know what I'm saying? That way when everything's free, then people will work harder. You know what I'm saying? Because they'll have everything they need. They'll get bored. And they just want to work harder.
It's true.
What the
It's so brilliant. You can't argue with that. Like, it's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how to get all those CRTs home. You know... In the Middle East, they don't have flat screens. It's all CRTs. That shit's got to weigh like 200 pounds. Did you take some of your biggest niggers with you?
No, dude. We got about 2 flat screens right now on the back of the truck. We got a couple MacBook Pro. We got some iPods. We got all this stuff. We got about 2 crates of choppers.
An iMacBook?
Yeah, we got a couple boxes of grenades. All kinds of shit, man. We going to make some money.
Well, I presume that, like, all these Macs you're stealing, they're probably not, like, from the Intel era, because, of course, all the people in Gaza were like, whoa, once they heard that all the Intel chips were made in Israel, they were like, we got to boycott that shit. We're going back to the RISC era, everybody. So I guess it's all, like, G5, G4. I mean, you're not going to get $50 for that shit.
Hey, man,
you know?
G5 shit.
I don't know. We got a bunch of stuff though.
Had a full gig of RAM. Can't top that.
And we robbed a jewelry store too. So we got all the jewelry.
All the jewelry?
Yo.
I thought he said all right.
You kidnapped all of the jewelry? That's insane, man. Like, how'd you fit them all back there?
Well, we got them in the truck, though.
Oh, you got them in the truck. All right, fair enough.
Nah, don't let him lie. It's all around his neck.
We was able to get a Isuzu Rodeo, aka they call it Isuzu Rodeo. They call that the Hamas tank over here. The Isuzu Rodeo. We got us one of them. We just loaded back over there.
Again, Tyrone reporting from the front lines in Gaza tonight. I don't know. You've got a great satellite connection, Tyrone. It's really is a wonder of nature because we're hearing about the internet. The internet is down. Telecommunications are scrambled. But
it's a non-ops, man. It's fucking a non-ops. You're the one who set up the network. That's why he can talk to us.
He's using
it. What happened? No, this is what happened though. You see, earlier this afternoon, it was a helicopter flew over. It had a big old one of them maskers on it. One of them anonymous masks. What do you call that? The gay furry mask. What is it?
Vendetta.
Yeah, that mask. It had the Guy Fawkes. Yeah, it had the Guy Fawkes mask on. A helicopter with that on it flew over and it dropped a bunch of satellite phones down on the people, and it was.
Hopefully, it hit some of y'all in the head.
Just a bunch of mobile phones with pamphlets with links
heavy,
to the
man.
Fucking.
It's just not funny.
Haste bins.
So yeah, it dropped all the satellite phones down, and so we and you should have seen it when that happened. See, because oh man, everybody was scrambling, everybody was fighting over them bitches. And we got a couple of them, so we was lucky.
Hey,
all right, you other mentions. I'm gonna take off. I'm gonna get back to business. I seriously gotta go. Vince, it's been real.
Oh, awesome.
Keep it
so awesome to have you.
Yeah, it's cool. Keep it in the game, man.
Tyler. That's Tyler Bass.
Tyler.
He's their DC correspondent, giving us some the inside scoop on what's going on in the Beltway. I appreciate his call. We're now joined by our resident Zionist, who is probably very excited about what's going on in Israel right now. That would be Benjamin Solomon. Welcome, Benjamin.
Off of the Malacca, motherfucker.
Whatever. Yes, well, anyway. Well, the thing basically is, anyways, well, thanks for getting me on my show. The number to call into my show is 347-826-7667. And the topic today is about what's happening right now. Now, the thing is, basically, this is another example.
Show on my show. What is that all about? Why are you always calling in and simulcasting your show on my show, dude?
This is my show. What are you talking about? I'm not simulcasting anything. I'm just saying that this is my show.
And you are therefore hijacking my content in order to boost your ratings. I don't appreciate this. I don't care if you're a Zionist. I don't care if you're a Buddhist. I don't care what the fuck you are. Not hijack my. And you were hijacking my content, and I will not stand for this.
All right. Well, anyways, well, all joking aside, though, but what's really. But what's basically happening is, you see, this is another example of Palestinianism starting with more terrorism and whining. You see Hamas firing more rockets than they had in civilian areas, and then when Israel defends itself, they then whine like crazy, and then you see everybody basically, you know, so supporting the so-called Palestinians doing whatever they say. You see Erdogan, the terrorist leader of Turkey, he whines about whenever Syria sends rockets into Turkey, and you have NATO and everybody sympathizing with him if they condemn Israel and she defends herself. That's basically, all joking aside, that's basically my view on the situation.
Okay. We're going to bring our panel on and see what they think. Assert, what do you think?
Yes. Hello.
Okay. All right. Shadow, do you have any questions for Benjamin Solomon, our resident Zionist?
No, not really.
Okay.
I have a question.
Oh, go for it. Yeah, ask her.
Okay. So, if you consider yourself a Zionist,
do I consider myself a Zionist? Yes.
Well, no, are you Jewish, first and foremost?
Yes. So.
Okay, so you consider yourself a Zionist?
Yes.
What about the Jews that don't consider themselves Zionists? Are they still protected against the ADL or by the ADL?
What are you talking about? What do you mean by protected by the ADL?
The ADL is pretty much formed by the Zionist movement, correct?
No, it's no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I mean the ADL is...
You know what? You know who would know is Tyrone. I think Tyrone would know.
Freaking point.
I think Tyrone has a solution. Go
this
ahead, Tyrone.
This is a very important question.
You're
he doesn't know how to answer it.
What up now? What's going on now?
Now get to the point. Now what's your point? Why are you going with this? That's my
well,
question.
You said he with the ADO.
Well,
I said
well,
I don't speak
Benjamin Solomon. You know, you're an ardent supporter of Israel, and you're pro-Zionist, and there's been major activity going on in Gaza today and tonight. Are you happy with what's going on?
Am I happy with what's going on? I hope that, well, no, because I think it's going to be another situation where Israel's going to retreat, and then more rockets are going to be fired. It's going to happen, like always.
Yeah, I think in some ways this is like some cover. It's like, I think, honestly, this Petraeus shit, all these bullshit little wars and stuff.
Some Illuminati shit, man.
They're all trying to put out a smoke screen so nobody pays attention to the Benghazi. Because I think there's some shit that went down in Benghazi that nobody's telling us. And I think a lot of this is just a big media smokescreen to just kind of sweep that under the rug.
Absolutely.
Anyway, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Besides all the people that are dying.
Does anybody want my burger? Does anybody want to have a burger that I'm making?
Yes, please. Make mine with well done with cheese. Thank you. Let's see who else we have here. We have another caller here. Go ahead. Caller, you just called in. My God, Benjamin, tonight the worst background noise goes to Benjamin Solomon. Go ahead, caller, you're on the air.
He's in Gaza.
Hi, this is President Bill Clinton. I wanted to ask if Clinton's still there.
William Jefferson Clinton, thank you so much. Who did you want to talk to?
I'm a huge fan. I want to ask if Tyrone was still there.
Yeah, you're on with Tyrone.
Yo, I'm here. Yo, what's the honor to talk to you?
Hey, Tyrone, I was wondering if you had any places to hit up the women, you know what I'm talking about, over there in Gaza.
Yo, yeah, actually, as a matter of fact, I do. Okay, all right, this is what you do. Hold up. I got to tell you where to go. Okay. Now, when you be at, okay, you know where the West Bank wall at?
Oh, yeah, man, I do, man.
Okay, so you want the Gaza side, right? Okay.
Yeah, I do know that.
Okay, when you on the Palestine side, you're gonna be two big watchtowers. In the middle of them two big watchtowers, you're gonna take the street closest to the two story building right there. It's gonna be half a building, right? The top half got blown off. Be a preschool. All right. Now you're gonna go down from the preschool that got blown up. It's gonna be about two blocks now. It's gonna be a whorehouse, all right? And it's gonna say you're gonna know it's a whorehouse because it's gonna have the red lights and a big one of them pentagrams on it or the Jewish sign.
Man! Ain't you gonna get shot at over there? I'm like, gee, well, it's not that worth that much. You know what I'm talking about? That's all right, man.
No, man, I got my crew with me. We scrap to the teeth, dog.
All right.
I thought you were a culture gentleman.
Anyways, can we see what Ron Paul says about the situation in Gaza? I have him here right now.
Oh, you have Ron Paul with you again. How come you always have Ron Paul with you? Every time
I thought
talking,
Ron Paul quit the...
He left the Senate, or the House of Representatives?
I had Ron Paul over.
All right, fine.
In other
words,
he
could be in
that. Chicken soup.
Put him on.
I've been giving Ron Paul some chicken soup.
Okay, put him on the air, please.
Hello, I'm Ron Paul. I have a horrible cold from arguing with all these neocons. Anyways, here's my view on the situation in Gaza. I think we all gotta just give up to Brother Mahmoud, who is not pleased with Israel bombing terrorists who he supports. So we gotta just stay out and not support Israel. And hopefully Hamas will win, because then my friend Brother Mahmoud, who is the president of Iran, will be happy. Now,
holy shit.
Whether what I say makes sense or not, just do it.
Go Israel.
I put my name in bold 22.
And the Fed. And the Fed. And the Fed.
I think you need to get that guy some medication. He sounds like about to die. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, he's not pretty darn bad.
That nigga sound like he in Egypt, because he sounded like two Tutankhamun, the mummy.
I can't believe I have Ron Paul and Bill Clinton on my show today.
And those victims of Hurricane Sandy will be screwed, not because of Romney, but because of me. Ron Paul.
Holy shit.
I want to stop on your vocal cords.
I don't know what to say.
This is trippy, man. I'll tell you what, I ain't seen nothing like this. I've been pressing out of Tyrone Ron Paul. Any dang old fucking Clinton, man.
Strap yourself in, Bubba. You're in for a ride. We got 10 minutes left in the live broadcast. If you want to join this cavalcade of mediocrity, it's 1-347-826-7667. We've got a new caller here. Go ahead, caller. You're on the line. Who's this?
Hi.
Hello? Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing?
Say words, faggot.
Sexy ass bitches.
Who are you and what's on your mind tonight?
It's me, XUOut.
Welcome to the show, XUOut. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Been laughing my ass off. That Tyrone, he's got it going on. I mean, he's got the ability to make everybody laugh. And that's some pretty good shit. You know, I'm just thinking Mr. Gatso's in the house, you know? And I don't know why no one's paying attention to him. He's got a lot he has to say. He's, you know, he all mad and you know, he thinks, you know, everyone's out to get Barrett Brown and we're all Illuminatis and, you know, it was all a setup and he's going to fuck us all up, you know. And he's going to shoot the police, too. When the police come to his house, he said he'd shoot them. Yeah, we got
anyway.
The logs.
Anyway, I have another thing to say. I have just one more thing to say.
Go ahead, Benjamin. Benjamin Solomon, our resident Zionist. Go ahead.
347-826-7667 is the number to call onto my show to talk about what's happening in Gaza with my co-host, who has a horrible cold.
Dude, he's giving out my number, though, so they're going to call me. So
that's
helps
cool.
It helps my ratings, dude. It's all good.
Man, that guy is a dick. I'll tell you what, he's a dick.
347-826-7667 is the number to call on to my show with my co-host, Ron Paul.
Yes, he's calling.
No, go ahead. Keep going, Benjamin. Keep going. Everybody be quiet. Go ahead, Benjamin. Get it out.
Can you just hang up?
Anyway, this is about the situation in Gaza with my co-host, Ron Paul.
And he's in the green room. Okay, we're clear, everybody. 347-827-6667 is the number. My big ups to Benjamin Solomon, our resident Zionist, who is now in the screening room spewing his hate. And I don't know, somehow he got Ron Paul on fucking helium calling into the show. But we will journey on. The glory rolls on here at Disorderly Conduct. We've got plenty of panelists to service here. Actually,
that's, you said it right, Fitz. Service, some panelists. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, I just want to say I need to address something.
Yeah.
I know I'm looked at as like a home wrecker and a wrestler and all these things, but I need to apologize to Tyrone because I'm his bottom bitch, and I know that I like acted out of place before.
No, you good, though. We got it all sorted out, though. You know what I'm saying? Just so long you keep the other bitches in line so I ain't got to go and use the pimp hand. You know, you keep them out my hair, and then everything good.
Okay. So we good, then?
Yeah, we scraped.
Wow.
All right. That's what I figured. So we figured that out.
Friends. Because
I'm bringing a couple of them back with me from Gaza.
Yeah, it's magic.
I'm bringing a couple of them back with me from Gaza. We're going to have about three more bitches in the crew.
I can work some Gaza bitches into the crew.
Yeah.
High in demand.
You know the dude over down there at the Quickie store going to want some.
Absolutely.
Okay, guys. Hey, guys. You guys can make out. I can put you in the green room if you want to make out. Benjamin Solomon finally moved on. We got to squeeze in some more calls real quick. People are on the line actually want to talk. Go ahead, caller. You're now unmuted. You're on the air. Who's this?
This is Gatsu. Hello?
This is Gatsu? Mr. Gatsu?
Yes.
Ah, Mr. Gatsu. What's up? What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just want to know how all this shit broke out, man.
Which shit? Wait, there's so much shit going on. You have to clue me in. What are you talking? Give me a hint. What are you talking about?
Israeli shit.
Oh, this shit's been going on for ever since 1945-ish.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I know they're always at each other's throats, but, I mean, more recently, is it about, like, the gay stuff, or...
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. People are just pissed. And these outbreaks happen all the time. And I think it's very convenient for one of these outbreaks to happen right now as we're trying to investigate Benghazi. Is somebody fapping in the background? Who's Mr. President, are you fondling yourself?
I am not. I tell you what, I was going to say that she's a man who's 15 years old, confer. That's what the chat says. I can tell you something. When we had Yasser Arafat at the table, I'll admit I messed up a little bit because I kept making fun of his name. It's Arafat, you get it? And I kept saying, man, his name is Fat. And I tell you what, I screwed them talks up. So you can lay some of it on me. But if this whole thing's going to fall apart, you know, I mean, I told Hillary, get the hell out of there. That's why she's retired. We're going to go back to, she's going to live in New York, and I'm going to live in Arkansas because, you know, we don't really get along all that well. But she's getting the hell out of there. And that's the history of the Israeli-Arab conflict in a nutshell.
Yo, that's
yeah, I got something else on my mind. I got something else on my mind about these Jews.
Yeah, go for it.
I don't like how they suck baby dick after they do the
man,
circumcision.
Man, get the fuck off this radio show, dog. You fucking faggot. Get the fuck off the radio show, dog.
I mean,
you know,
terrible,
I think in this conversation,
it's called Beppa. It's an
you're
actual.
You're not even good at trolling, Mr. Gatsu.
I think
Mr.
in this
Gosey.
Conversation, Tyrone's making the most sense in this conversation, I got to say. Get the hell off the show, asshole.
Yeah?
You're
what
terrible.
What the fuck you even call in for,
get
though?
Off.
Did you get Gatsu in?
Yes, Gatsu.
Yeah, he's on the line. And there's another caller we got with a hand up. Let's take this
awesome.
Call. Go ahead. Caller, who's this?
is their go-to?
347-8-6-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-6-7-8-
cut it off. It's worse than Gatsu.
My God.
You sound like he's about to choke his own lungs out.
Shadow, is that you?
Oh, yeah.
My God. Thank God we only have a couple minutes left to go.
You know, I went to med school, right? They call that in med school. They say that called the when you choke your own stomach out. They call it the gastroesophageal reflux, traumatic gastroesophageal reflux. That's when you puke your own lungs out. That sounds just like what you're about to do.
Absolutely.
Can you still hear me? Or am I muted?
I can unfortunately hear you. Yes. What?
Dude, I hate to break it to you, but this is true. This is a tradition that they do. It's a part of their, like, religion, you know?
Hey, dude, I hate to break it to you, but you're fucking annoying, and that's coming from the President of the United States?
Yeah, he's the 42nd / 44th and a half.
William
partial
Jefferson 44th. Clinton. Jefferson
yeah.
was Thomas Jefferson, very important guy. Thomas Jefferson, look him up. Very big deal. I'm a big
he's
deal.
He's actually little known fact.
He like that chocolate. He like that
Clinton,
them chocolate
Bill
women
Clinton
too.
He's also partially the 44th president too.
You damn right he did, Tyrone. That's exactly right. He sure did.
Yeah, he did.
No big chocolate truffles there, no big Tyrone.
That's a weird thing. Get him up in the White House twerking.
All right, folks.
That's
wow.
a little bit of talk.
It's basically audio spaghetti at this point. But we're
pretty high. Gatsu's got a shot at actually trolling something. Come on, Gatsu. Come up with something.
I appreciate everybody calling in.
You guys are stupid, man. I'm telling you the truth. This shit's real. It's called Medvitsa Beppo. Look this shit up.
Okay, thank you to all the chit-chatters who've been hanging out all night. Asshurt, MacFags, Big Bill, Blitzy, Cyber Monkey, Dougie Doug, Frosty Time with Danny, Hammurabi's Code, Melissa, Nyan Wall, Benjamin Solomon, the resident Zionist, Stabahamd, Al Hugs, and X You Out. It was good times hanging out. Oh, and of course,
good night.
Major
good
big
night.
Up to... William Jefferson Clinton. Are you going to bed, Assert?
Huh?
Were you saying good night?
No, that was me.
That was somebody else.
Oh.
She was totally saying good night.
Yeah, I thought I'm imagining things. Never mind.
Yeah.
So we're gonna spill over into overtime for a little bit and get the final thoughts from all of our participants tonight. It's been a pleasure and honor to be witness to this cavalcade of nonsense. And 347-826-7667. If you want to hear a little bit of overtime, you got to call in right now or hit that Skype button if you want to listen to more stuff. Hey, Assert, is that you?
What?
That sounds so altered. Obviously altered.
I'm hanging up so I can call the overtime shit.
Yeah, do that, man. Yeah, hang up so you
don't
can call it.
Yeah, nigga. Don't hang up, bro. You'll lose the show.
Fuck. No, don't say damn.
Yeah. If you hang up now, you're off
this
of the show.
This is a guy who liked himself. This is the best shit ever.
Russell League press releases going out like crazy today.
Yeah. I don't know.
Helm Russell League. What? Crap load. Bam.
After.
What?
I love you.
I know you do.
Who said
everyone
that?
Loves Assert Gatsu.
Is that Gatsu
that
said that?
Yeah.
He'd be tripping dude, on my girl
like,
now.
She's like the biggest part troll on the internet right now, dude. You don't want to get caught in her
now,
web. Yeah, dude. All the faster is like getting involved with a real e-celeb. You're just going to get hurt, bro. At some point, she's going to think it's just you, and she's going to end up giving Shadow Reach around behind closed doors, and you're going to find out about it.
On web.
That's not funny.
Get publicized.
Do not joke about me giving Shadow a reach around.
Sorry.
Not funny.
X, she'll be given X a reach around, and then the next thing you know,
a little
you're
better.
Fucked.
There you go.
You're all butthurt on the internet, and the next person you're going to ban after you ban everyone who's in the ReaperSec IRC is going to be her.
Right. You're going to get me in a van. Just you and me, baby.
What if he's Cuban? You don't know.
Thanks to Bill Clinton for coming out. Bill Clinton just dropped off. Hey, there's another caller with a hand up. Let's go to this person. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
3.78267667. It's a limited
count
to my show. Dude. Oh, holy
really?
Shit. I think Ron went to NATO.
Right.
Did Ron Paul go a little adult onset down
on
there?
Number. Huh?
I think Ron Paul went a little adult onset downs.
I don't know. He's old, dude. Give him a break.
He's like 78, man.
He's only been running since 78.
Was there an election in 78?
The election, presidential, yeah, there was a midterm election, but a presidential election was 76 and 80.
Well, people aren't ready for such an epic guy, you know?
I agree, Gatsu. It would be epic.
Okie doke. Let's go around the horn here. I'm going to put everybody on hold. And we're going to wrap up this puppy, and I'm going to go to bed because you guys are boring the balls off of me. So let's go around the horn here, starting with Cyber Monkeys. Cyber Monkey, any final thoughts? Cyber Monkey, are you with? Is this on? Hello? Hammurabi's code. Hammurabi code. Hammurabi's code.
You no, there it? I am.
Cyber Monkey came back.
All right, Cyber Monkey, final.
Yeah, go ahead. No. Let Hammurabi.
No, you're first.
I'll go next. Go for it, dude.
No. You are first. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. No, I just called to listen in and have a good time. You know, loved hearing from everybody and everything's cool. I was gonna say if. Anybody's interested in this new Oracle database exploit, hit me up on Twitter, and I'll help you give you a rundown on how to go through it. It's pretty damn awesome.
Okie doke. Hammurabi's code, your final thoughts, please.
Well, I didn't get to hear about the Oracle database, so I can't really comment on that.
I have no clue what he's talking about, but whatever.
I will say it's pretty interesting to hear from both Tyrone and President Clinton this evening.
Yeah, we lucked out there.
Yeah, and it's always good to hear from Asshurt and X-U out in the shadow. So, you know, all in all, it's a pretty good show, Vince. Aside from that, fuck you, Gatsu. You're still a fucking faggot. Bring it! Everybody in IRC is just waiting for you to drop docs and fucking DDoS yourself and all sorts of awesome shit. Do it. Good night.
Right on. Thanks, dude. Asshurt MacFags, your final thoughts tonight or this morning, whatever it is.
Well, I'm just sitting here finishing my vodka and orange juice. Pondering existence, and I think that we had a breakthrough on many levels tonight, especially in regards to looting. And I think it's something that we should address as a society, and we should be pro-looting. and obviously it's benefiting a certain community, as our friend Tyrone has shown that, you know, it could buy entire families trips across the ocean, across the world.
Wow.
To loot. It's very, very important. I think in our society today, when there's a natural disaster, people should be able to capitalize on it, because simply there's people to exploit. And when there's people to exploit, you need people to exploit them. And, you know, it's just that easy. And every day we have people that are just going to exploit other people on other mediums. However, when natural disasters come.
Okay, she is in the green room. Go ahead, Tyrone, your final thoughts.
Yo, what up? Yeah, just shout out to Pound, Russell Lee, follow Smoop, Smoop LOL, Smoop Jr., and follow Sandy, or no, Gazaloo Crew. And, yo, we going to bring this shit back to the States and cash it in. And then, I don't know. That's about it. Oh, yeah, big ups to Bill Clinton, favorite president, first black president. And Gats, you a faggot. And that's about it.
All right, thanks. X you out. You're up.
Yeah, it's basically a good show again. Funny. Everyone's pretty much got something to offer, and it's pretty funny. Always a good time. Learn a little bit in between. But I guess basically final thoughts on Gatsu is, you know, I want to see more attention on him, because he's screaming for it. So those who want the oil, you know, well, he's going to get it. So fun, fun, fun. Everybody have a good night. And pop on and get Nazi there, Mr. Gatsy. Ciao.
Why is it so fucking quiet? What the hell is going on?
Because I spoke.
Oh, so you finished?
Yes,
we put on Gatsu.
All finished.
All right,
yeah.
I'm gonna bring Assert back out. I think Assert is butt hurt because she was in the green room for 25 minutes. But
you think that I think that I was in the green room? That's cool. Guys, a loop crew for the life.
All right, guys, are you ready?
I'm
going to put Gatsu on now. Mr. Gatsu, your final thoughts, sir.
They just need to, like, live and let live, you know? Like, they need to stop being at each other's throats and shit as far as the Gaza, Israel, and Palestine shit goes. I think that it's just stupid. It's all about resources and control of all that.
God, what a faggot.
I agree. Thanks, Mac Fags.
Well, think what you will.
We're going to do that.
You a faggot,
bro.
What?
Everybody's calling you a faggot, man. You aren't doing anything. You're killing me.
I mean, you wear toilet paper on your face. How do you expect to be taken seriously?
You weren't even there, so shut the fuck up, fag.
He was there.
Bitch, my necklace costs more than your mama's house.
You guys are fucking fag.
You're a faggot.
You guys don't even do anything. I give you my IP address, and you can't even do anything with it. That's how fucking unskilled you guys are.
Bitch, you fucking DDoS yourself, nigga.
It's not us. You don't know how to install an SQL server?
You fucking need
DDoS
yourself,
no? DDoS, because there are different things. I don't know what DDoS is.
How
this,
are you going to fuck this up is what I want to know.
Well, this is all semantics now, dog. Now you're,
exactly.
This is all semantics now.
Semantics, dog. Semantics.
Yeah. Nigga. Semantics, nigga.
Can I shine them shoes, nigga?
Can I?
Nigga, you autistic. That's what's wrong. I called it. He confirmed for autistic. Confirmed for autistic.
Oh, I'm autistic? Okay.
Yeah, see, he just admitted it. He's autistic. He can't help it. I mean, that's just how he is.
Can we still make fun of him, Tyrone?
I don't know that between you and Jesus.
Oh, God. Gots is laughing.
That's right. That's right. We can all come together for some lulls at some point. And that's the beauty of the internet.
And Jesus.
And Tyrone. And
oh, yes. Thank God. Thank Jesus. Thank President Clinton. William Jefferson Clinton was in the house tonight.
He was great. He played his sax. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Did anybody play his
times, buddy? Huh?
Nothing.
No, go ahead. What do you got to say?
I was just asking if anybody played his skin flute.
I did about 3 times already.
Oh, all right. Good. The Prez, come back.
Wait, though. I got to go, though. I got to catch a plane back to the States in the morning. So I got to get off the phone, hell. We gotta go find a hotel that ain't blown up.
Good luck with that.
Godspeed to you, Tyrone. Good luck. Appreciate it. Live reporting from Gaza tonight from Tyrone. Amazing stuff.
God, he's good.
He's damn good.
Yeah, he's okay.
God,
he's a reporter. I mean, but it's kind of fucked up that he loots on the side. To be honest,
what's wrong with looting on the side, you know?
Dude, I
need money.
Well, maybe I'm a little more ethical than you. I'm not a hacker, but I am ethical.
Maybe he's talking about cyber loot and TVs and shit. Because you don't know.
Guys, a loot crew.
Well, whatever, dude.
Vince just isn't ethical enough.
I'm going to give him some love right now.
Yeah, we need some more ethicalness added to the mix here.
Yeah.
Hey, Gatsu, I don't spend any time in any of these IRC chats. I have no idea why these people are hating on you, but you're a champ. You're a champ for sticking it out here with us.
Yeah, I know, man.
No, he's a faggot. Right? Don't worry about him.
What was that effort?
Said
you called
faggot.
You a faggot. Okay,
you
come back.
Like a VPN.
All right.
With that said, I want to thank all you folks, all you fucking crazy ass motherfuckers, for sticking it out here with me again. I probably am not going to do a show tomorrow. If I do, it'll be super ultra late. But just keep up with me on Twitter and we'll party again. Until next time, peace out, yo. is so badass. I'd love to make love to that song. And it was a pleasure to make love to you on the broadcast tonight. Gaza special late night Thursday edition. And that's it, folks. Thanks for coming out. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Peace out.
Thank you very much.